Good afternoon. It's the Peace and Love Community. All right, here on 1350 WNLK, 1400 WSTC. And joining us in the studio this afternoon, it's our distinct pleasure to have with us the proprietor of Fruit Juice, downtown Bridgeport. We say good afternoon, Mr. Chris Jaron. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for coming in to talk with us this afternoon to our listeners about the healthy place called
Fruit
Juice.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, yes. And of course, you just told me a while ago you've been in business now for 5 years. Chris, tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind starting this business, because obviously, you know, to get involved in doing something pertaining to food and restaurants has to be very intense.
It's a lot of work
to put you through all that. So you must have had some great inspiration to do this.
Yeah. So since I was very young, I've always been in the food industry. So I used to work around this area, and there was nothing healthy wise.
Oh.
And I started to get into a really healthy lifestyle, doing juicing and smoothies and things like that. And it kind of inspired me to start my own business in the same way that I was living my life.
Mm-hmm. And so you said you had a healthy approach towards,
right,
you, in terms of your diet and so on and so forth. And you were actually creating your own things and sort of enjoying it.
Exactly.
And realizing that the benefits of it, and say, hey, this is a business. And it's a good business, so people are going to benefit from it.
Exactly. And like I said, so I was going to different other restaurants and different businesses. And since I knew the downtown Bridgeport area very well, I decided to open up my own restaurant in this area, because I felt like it was lacking that extra healthy element to it.
Right. And I'm assuming, therefore, Chris, that you have proven yourself right in terms of people who have responded in terms of the kind of support that you have now, though, after 5 years.
Yes. So we have a very good following. We have a very loyal customer that come every day to us. So I think that after 5 years, we've kind of developed a really good identity.
Good.
That people know that, you know, we want something healthy and something good.
Right.
Spot.
Wonderful. Now, in terms of creating some of the different juices and things like that, the smoothies and things like that, where did you get the ideas from? In other words, did you try things out and see how they worked and see how people, you know, observed how people responded to them and things like that? Is that what you did? Or did you just know that there are certain things that will work?
A little bit of both. A lot of it was trial and error. We tried a bunch of different recipes of things that people might like or not.
Mm-hmm.
And things that people actually really liked and that stuck around, we added to our menu. Also, a lot of research into what kind of ingredients do what certain things,
okay,
like detox or like something for your immune system, things like that. It took a lot of research to, you know, find exactly what mixture goes well with what.
Interesting. That's very impressive. So, in other words, you really did your homework.
Yes.
And making sure.
Exactly.
Making sure. And I think, as I said, you have this a strong customer support base now that proves to that point. I'm going to not necessarily give away the secrets, Chris, but give us a sense of what, generically speaking, would make a good juice or mix for detox. You just mentioned detox.
For detox. Right?
Yes.
So a good mixture of like veggies or fruit. Something green, that's most necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have like kale, your spinach,
right?
Ginger,
okay.
Beets is also another good one. So it really depends on your kind of taste of what you like.
Right, right. But that is the general area in which you'd
suggest. Right, exactly.
In other words, somebody came and said, look, man, I need a detox. Then you recommend certain things for
exactly.
them, and then they could choose what they think
that
is more suitable to their taste.
Exactly.
And all
yes.
that. Tell me about in terms of in the mornings, you have pancakes. Is what do you have?
Yeah, so we do have a very good extensive breakfast menu. We do pancakes, we do omelets, breakfast sandwiches, breakfast wraps.
Mm-hmm.
We do a little bit of everything there.
For the mornings.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And at lunchtime, what do you have? I know you have some wonderful salads.
Yep. So our main focus is a salad. We have a very big salad bar. The people can create their own salads.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do wraps, sandwiches, paninis,
okay.
veggie burgers. We are starting to do veggie burgers
okay.
now. So like I said, we're starting to move in a little bit of a healthier path.
Okay.
But we do a little bit of everything.
Right. Now, what are the future now? I mean, you've been around for 5 years. And how do you see Fruit Juice going in another 5 years from now? What are your projections?
I mean, the goal is to open up another store.
Oh.
Hopefully, we've been trying to find a second location that we can hopefully open up. Mm-hmm. It's very tough.
I can imagine.
It's tough to have one. Imagine two.
All right.
So it's a lot of work. So mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, the goal is to have a second store that we can open up somewhere else.
Tell me a little bit about the process, because obviously going into the restaurant business, you have to get certain kinds of licenses and things done a certain way.
Yes.
You have to get certain codes in and things like that. Sort of talk to us a little bit about the process that you went through in terms of setting up Futa Juice.
Sure. So it's a long process, and I've helped a couple other people that want to start their own restaurant.
Oh.
They ask me this question actually all the time.
Okay.
And I try to help them out. But it starts with creating, obviously, the name of the business, getting settled in with the Secretary of State and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first step is probably the health department. The health department, which is right here on 999 Broad Street,
okay.
They'll help you with everything. They're really nice people. So they'll give you a guideline of sort of everything that you need to start the business. Every permit or every inspection that you might need.
Okay.
But it's a long process. You got to go back and forth two people. You got the fire marshal. You got the health department. So it's a long process.
Right. So it took you what? Probably about a year to get started?
Actually, it only took us maybe like 4 months.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It wasn't. We got lucky, and so it didn't take as long.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it took us longer than we thought.
Okay.
But, it all worked out in the end.
Yes. Now, in this era here, in terms of on Fairfield Avenue, there's a certain kind of energy, a certain kind of buzz, a kind of energy type of thing. The location itself, I think, is suitable for what you do in terms of the kind of palette food-wise that you provide. What are your observations about along the strip here? We could refer to as Bijou Square, I think.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
How do you see the area developing, generally speaking, as an entrepreneur in the area?
Well, I think this area has grown a lot in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very different crowd. Like a lot of people that are going to come to the downtown area think it's a very not Bridgeport area, because it's a very business like crowd,
mm-hmm.
especially Monday to Friday, and we have all the businesses open
right
now in this area. It's a very extensive crowd with all the courts. You have jury people all in down in this area, and I actually think it's grown a lot, that you have a lot of more people living down in this area. You have a lot of more foot traffic also.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think over the years, this area has developed into a very a foot traffic area where people can just walk around, and it's a very different type of people.
Right. You have a good mix.
Yes, exactly.
People. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you. And of course, it's located at 295 Fairfield Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our guest in the studio this afternoon in the Peace and Love Community Hour is Mr. Chris Jaron, and he's the owner of Futa Juice, located at, like we say, 295 Fairfield Avenue. In terms of the menu, just generally give us an overview of what the menu might be like, Chris. I know you touched on a couple of things. Sort of go in some more details, if you will. We have some time.
So we have a couple set numbered sandwiches that, like I said, they were trial and error, like a bunch of our smoothies too. We have weekly specials.
Okay.
So every week is a different special. It's usually like a salad, a type of burger, and a type of wrap or sandwich.
Okay.
And from those specials, kind of like the ones that were the most popular, we created a sandwich menu that people can just pick from there.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the salads. We now created a set salad menu that people can just pick up their own salad that already, have their own set ingredients instead of having them create their own on the spot.
Okay.
So we have that. That's kind of new. Like I said, we have burgers as well. We're starting to go into the veggie burgers now.
Right. You didn't mention that yet. So basically, you see yourself with a lot more potential for growth and development and creating more especially as far as health matters are concerned.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the areas, I mean, I'm basically a vegetarian, and one of the things that I'm going to ask you is, when it comes to things like teas, in the mornings. Mm-hmm. What do you provide? Say, for instance, I mean, obviously there's coffee and so on and so right. forth. What about things like green tea? Do you give an assortment of green tea as well?
We have an assortment of teas in there. Like we have a chamomile, we have a green,
okay.
we have a lemon ginger, mm-hmm. a mint. Mm-hmm. We also have like regular black tea, like English breakfast or an Earl Grey.
Right.
But yeah, and also in the summer now we start doing iced tea, so we have different flavored iced teas or mm-hmm. flavored green teas as well.
Right, right. What do you see yourself in any sort of a competitive situation right now with people competing with what you're doing? In obviously there's nobody. I don't think there's anybody on the block right now that's doing pretty much what you do.
I don't think no, so. I think that's kind of the beautiful thing about in downtown that, mm-hmm. you know, every little restaurant has their own little niche and has right. their own little, mm-hmm. you know, secret stuff that, you know, people can right. go to them. Like we're the healthy spot, you know,
right.
To mention another one, you have Bagel King, you know, they have the bagels,
right.
You have
right.
a bakery, you know, they have that. So, you know, it's all. Everyone has their own little thing that people go to.
Right, and that is wise. You think that's part of the planning of Bijou Square in terms of the
way they so. Laid it out? Yeah. I think so. You know, we have different various restaurants, different delis, and like I said, they have their own little thing, and that's kind of what attracts more people down to this area because mm-hmm. it's not just like the same thing everywhere.
Right, right. Now, one of the observations that I make also in terms of, you know, just being also operating a business in this area, apart from the fact that you have a mixture of people, you also have a lot of entertainment, you know, in the evenings, especially. Right. I suppose by that time you may be closed.
Yeah, so we close at 6, but we do see a lot of entertainment things, especially now with the comedy club that just right. opened up
mm-hmm.
During the summer. You have the Downtown Thursday concerts,
right?
So yeah, I think there is a lot mm-hmm. of, well, it's starting to pick up a little bit more night crowd in the area.
And you know where I'm leading to with this now, in terms of the night crowd, I was just wondering whether or not it's saying, Chris is saying, well, I wonder if I should open a couple of hours later.
We have thought about it. When we first started, we did stay a little later, but I think the night crowd is more during the summer.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying, yes.
And maybe like during a concert when there's an event going down in the mm-hmm. arena, things like that. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily like an everyday
across
night
the board,
crowd. Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we have thought about during the summer maybe staying open a little bit later when there's something going on in the area.
We're talking about opening though, and one of the most important questions I think I should have asked from the beginning, Chris, is what are your hours?
So we're open Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturdays we're open 7:30 to 2 p.m.
7:30 to 2. Oh, that's why I came in one afternoon at about 3 o'clock and I was running over to get a salad.
Yeah. So Saturdays we close a little bit early right. and then we're closed on Sundays.
And you're closed on Sundays. Mm-hmm. So you have, and tell us a little bit about the staff that you have. You seem to have a very well-groomed, compatible staff.
Yeah. So our staff is actually very young. We're all at average like 20s, in our early 20s. And we're all very lively, if you want to say it,
forward looking.
We're for exactly. Mm-hmm. We all have a goal. Like we're all students.
Oh,
okay. You know, we all have a set goal in life, and you know, this is like kind of a step towards that goal that we're trying to reach.
Right.
And I was there in that position years ago, so I try to help them out as much as I can as well.
You said something a while ago, and I think it coming back to the youngsters, especially when it comes to students, that because it's a good place for youngsters.
Right.
To sort of socialize as mm-hmm. well, to come in, sit down, have a smoothie, and sit down, talk, you know, socialize and all that. It's a very wonderful atmosphere for that as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Actually, you know, we have music playing, we have free Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very bright location and it's very calm and quiet, mm-hmm. if you want to call it. So you can just relax there. We have people that spend sometimes all day there. People have meetings there all the time.
Right.
So it's we create a very nice environment for people just to relax and sit down there.
And do you have lunch deliveries, Chris, in terms of, you know, somebody calls up and wants or orders a wrap or something like that? Do you have deliveries? Or
absolutely. So we deliver on our end. We have a $15 minimum, mm-hmm. but we also deliver through Uber Eats and Grubhub.
Okay.
So we're out there. So people, everyone delivered stuff, you know, we're out there on every type of platform.
So in other words, anybody on the other side of town can call you up and order it and get it delivered through Uber.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And through Grubhub or Seamless as well, we do mm-hmm. have a 5-mile radius. So, okay. You know, we deliver to Stratford, Fairfield, even Trumbull, some areas.
Okay.
So, you know, we go out there.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on the vision, man. And, you know, one of the things I like to say is that when we have ideas, you should put them to work.
Right.
Because, you know, the idea is there for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a matter of putting, it may take effort, it may take time, it may be a little bit difficult here and there. But in the process of that, you also grow.
Right,
And you cannot anticipate what kind of pitfalls you may have because of the process of growth. And therefore, you're able to stabilize the business in such a way that satisfies and meets your needs and meets the needs of the customers as well.
Exactly.
So I think, from what I've seen, I think you have done that. I mean, you know, we order salads from you every day and we know that's almost like a staple for me. Mm-hmm. So we know because we can rely on it. We just know that it is there. And, you know, we enjoy it and so on and so forth. And I think that, you know, when I'm speaking these terms, I can speak in it about it personally because that I have that personal experience. Mm-hmm. It's not, I've never had any doubts about it.
Right.
You know, so I just want to say congratulations. On going forward with your vision and doing what it is that you're doing and inspiring others too and helping others to come along the way.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, like I said before, we have a couple of friends of mine that asked me, for advice on opening up their own businesses.
Right.
And like I said, I'm young. I'm 25. So, you know, a lot of people look out to me as kind of a little of inspiration. I don't like to feel that way.
Right.
But, you know, I try to help out as much as I can.
Wonderful.
You know, I've been in the same position they've been. So I know how it feels and all the struggle that needs to go through. So, like I said, like, I'm here to help out.
Well, I can only say congratulations. Before we go, Chris, anything you'd like to add that we may not have touched on our conversation today?
Not really. I think we talked about a lot of the business. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're the healthy spot in downtown. Mm-hmm. So I just encourage everyone to at least give us a try. You know, come down, check us out.
Yes, indeed. Well, Chris Jarin, the owner and operator and also the conception idea of Fruta Juice, located at 295 Fairfield Avenue, downtown Bridgeport, coming in this afternoon to talk with us. Give us some contact information in terms of your website and also telephone numbers if people might want to get in touch with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. So our website is frutajuicebar.com. You can find us on Facebook also, Fruta Juice Bar. We're on Instagram also, Fruta Juice Bar. And our phone number is 203-522-4565.
Say the number again,
203-522-4565.
Chris, thank you for coming in, man.
Thank you. I
appreciate it very much. And it's good to have you as a business neighbor.
Oh, no, you know, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, serving the community in the way we do. And all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. The Peace and Love Community Hour right here on 1350 WNLK and 1400 WSTC. We'll be back after these words.